Hey, welcome to the Filmmaking Bros podcast. My name's Richard.
My name's Will. Welcome back.
We are back in action, and this action, we have a 20-minute timer in the back here. Hopefully you enjoy this video podcast version of our new Filmmaking Bros podcast. It's been a long time. Boom. If you hear that on audio, we have a 20-minute timer that just went off on the background. I have this rogue clock, and we're challenging ourselves that we can only do a podcast in 20 minutes because it's more efficient and it's better for us and our lives. So, Will, what's up? What's been going on, dude?
Man, I've had a slow couple months, but just a few couple months, but it's starting to pick back up, actually, even in the past few days. Had a few things kind of come through. It's going to be some small projects before I have a really big project in May coming up. But yeah, man, been on a few trips with family, had a lot of quality family time, started a YouTube channel. So yeah, what about you?
Dang, bro. How long has it been though for you? How long has it been? Let me look on this Filmmaking Bros podcast
episode.
I know it's been like a, you know, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well over a year.
Yeah, I think what really sparked us to get back and doing the show is actually Will and I were filming together at this CrossFit competition, and we had a couple of people come up to us saying, like, hey, y'all have that podcast, and I recommended my friends to listen to it, and we're just like, oh, dang, we haven't filmed that podcast in, like, more than a year or something. Yeah. And I think it just, I think for both Will and I, the gentleman that said it, he just kind of was, like, encouraging to hear that someone actually was listening to the podcast, and they found it helpful, and so...
I think that was the first time either of us had interacted with anyone who face to face who had listened to the podcast.
I can't find the information, by the way, on my phone, so I'm just going to keep
going. No worries.
But yeah, that was really cool. And it was like, you know what? We probably should start this thing up again because it was something that we enjoyed and was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been up to, Richard?
So from last time that we talked, I think it was the end of 2021 is when we kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And, you know, so starting 2022, but yeah, since then, a lot of stuff has gone on. There's been a lot of good, like, growth in the business. Even though the last 2 months have been kind of scary because there hasn't been much going on. So there was growth in 2022, but this year it's been like kind of slow. So there's trying to, you know, figure out what to do with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of fun projects that I've gotten to do at Strata House, made a lot of like cool pieces and learned a lot more about myself and just like who I am as a person and, who I am as like a creator and like what I'm good at. I think for the longest time I had like a lot of self-doubt and just didn't know what I was good at doing. I know it sounds stupid, but I mean, I think if you are in the creative space, you probably understand that where there's a point where you have all these doubts, but got to do some stuff with Will, which is fun. At the beginning of this year, 2023, and really like impactful piece that's like kind of changed my view on creating in many ways. And now I'm here with Will, and we both started YouTube channels.
We both did.
We're YouTubers now.
I don't know about that.
Maybe subscribe, just like work. To my podcast. Subscribe and like, bro.
To my channel. Yeah, I've actually really enjoyed it though. Like, in kind of forgetting all the stigma of being a YouTuber, like, it's it's just been so motivating, and I don't know, I've just really enjoyed the process. It's helped my creativity and just my workflow and everything like that. I don't know. What about you?
Why'd you start YouTube?
Because work was slow. So, and work was slow. And I just wanted to, I don't know. I felt like it was a challenge. It was just another challenge for me. And I've wanted to start one for like 2 years. And just for 2 years, I just haven't done it. And I've always said, man, I should do this. And as soon as I started it, and as soon as I got a couple videos in, I was like, why didn't I do this years ago? Because it's a better community, especially for filmmakers. I found like it's a better community. It's a better place to see other people's work and find motivation. I don't know. I've had more interaction on the few months I've been on YouTube than like years spent on Instagram, which I hate. So yeah. What about you? Why'd you start it?
I started because I saw this guy making these videos on YouTube, and his name was Will Walker. And I said, those are some cool videos. I know that guy. But honestly, yeah. No, I think it's in the same space, like boat as you, is like, I've always thought about like, man, why am I not making YouTube videos? I make videos for a living. And it's like, isn't this like a good opportunity to like be, to show myself more? But I think I saw you making them, and it was just fun. And it was really nice to see like your personality come out and for people to get to know you. And I just love like I just love getting to watch your stuff, but it was just really fun. Cause it was like, I was just laughing cause it was like, oh, it's Will, you know? And so it was like fun. And, so yeah, I mean, really, you kind of are the one that sparked me to be like, you know what? Business is slow for me too. And there's not a lot going on. And I think that if I had like a goal long term, it would be have not just Strata House Films, but what other things could I be creating to like help people and benefit the world? And so, so I started, and right now, currently, I don't know what video I'm on, but my challenge to myself is to make or to post one video a week for 52 weeks. So a full year of videos, which is exciting. Deal, like, I don't even care. I want to right now I need to edit a video, and I have no time and about to be gone for the weekend, but I'm going to sacrifice myself to make sure that it gets done.
Heck yeah, dude.
But
nice.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's a fun process.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time I do one, I fall more just kind of in love doing it. Even on, I think I set a record on the last one that I did. I made it like super quick. Like maybe in a day I got it done. It was like total amount of time.
Oh, you filmed it and then you edited it and then.
Yeah. So. Felt good about that one.
I think the hardest part for me always for doing it, and the biggest reason why I'm doing it now, is that I've always had like this insecurity feeling of being like talking in front of the camera, and like showing myself, or just like, I don't know, it's like having people judge me for what I do. And I've recognize that's, of course, that's a stupid way to view things and live life. But I'm just kind of, I think the past year and a half, I've just kind of over the fact of caring what other people think.
Yeah.
And I think that YouTube is like the ultimate way of being like, hey, this is who I am. This is the stuff I do, it or not. I don't really care. And so that's like been cool. It's been fun to hear and see already trolls on my page.
Dude, me too. Yeah.
One guy goes, this is a great video, but you could have changed, you know, where the person was sitting in the chair a little bit to the left because you had this thing coming out inside the head. And I just thought it was so funny because I was like, well, I mean, I had 40 minutes of setup. And
yeah,
if I would have done anything, you know, there's just context behind it. But I mean, I'm going to be honest. I agree. I mean, I told him, I was like, this is good feedback.
Yeah, on my first video, like one of my first ones, the same comment almost. It was like, yeah, you're a little off center, but I still subbed. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. Thanks. So just on camera, it was like, I was super nervous making my first one anyways. And he's like, yeah, you're a little off to the right. You need to fix that. And I'm like, all right.
Thanks, bro. Subscribe, like.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude, there's one that YouTube deleted. Really? I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty funny. I wish that's I could. I'm trolling everyone now, but not saying what it was. Yeah. But it was like, it was something that like someone was pretty mean, and I just was like, "Oh, this is awesome." I wish that it was still there because I wanted the comment back really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But they took it away. But, I'm telling YouTube to not put mean comments on my page.
Yeah, same. I had to call Wes off of one guy.
Oh, he was getting at him?
Oh, yeah. One guy was like, because we filmed that video for this FX30. No, it wasn't a Wes.
Oh, yeah.
We did the one in Glacier, and now there's rules. You can't film YouTube in national
parks. Oh, really?
But, like, we weren't filming for YouTube. We were filming for Sony. Yeah. We were sending that over to Sony, and, like, someone popped on there, and they're like, great video, but you should have got a permit. And it's like, anytime you go into a national park, you should get a permit. And like Wes popped on there and says, good luck living in fear. And, then all these like several other people got on there and like, bro, it's against the law. You should follow the law. And we're like, I had to get on there and be like, chill out, everyone. It's like, this is not, we weren't filming for YouTube. I just put it on YouTube after the fact, but.
I think my go-to response now is thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, that's smart. That's really smart. Yeah.
Well, I usually type out something else before and then I delete it and then I put that. Dude,
yeah, I understand that too. Yeah. Dude, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You think we're talking about Filmmaking Bros podcast? No, we're talking about YouTube now, everyone.
YouTube.
But no, honestly, if you haven't, you know, I think that it's fun to create content for yourself because it is a challenge. It is a challenge.
Huge.
It's weird. You got to like talk in front of a camera and it's like a weird thing. But I think the challenge is just like showcasing yourself and being open and vulnerable and like being authentic. And like, it's a, I guess like a, you know, a point I want to make on my channel is like, hey, guess what? I don't know what I'm doing still, but we're still going. Here's some things that I've learned along the way though.
Yep. That's cool, man. So you said business is slow. How are you dealing with that?
Business is slow, but I have filled up my freaking calendar.
Nice.
Maybe it's stuff that's not super profitable, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like a market thing or not. I think some of it is like I didn't set myself up well in 2022 because I was so busy. I was so focused on doing the work that I was like, oh, I don't need to, you know, I just wasn't thinking about doing work in 2023. And then it comes up on me and, you know, now I feel like I don't have a lot of stuff going on right now. But yeah, I mean, I'm just right now I'm focusing on creating stuff like this, YouTube channel stuff, reaching out to other clients and seeing, you know, what they need. But also I've joined this thing here in Atlanta. It's called the Entrepreneur Organization. And it's a worldwide thing actually, but there's a forum here in Atlanta and I'm doing this accelerator program. So it's a program that is supposed to accelerate your business growth and just like help you grow as a business owner. And so I've been focusing a lot on that at the beginning of the month because it's a lot of challenging questions about like, hey, what are your core values as a business? And what are like, you know, all these questions that I've never asked myself because I'm so focused on doing the work that I've never worked on the business. And so that's a lot of work I'm doing. And then there's some projects in there that I'm working on now that are like, hey, I care about storytelling. It's where I started. if you care about it, you should go and make those pieces then and not wait. And so there's some films I'm making, one for the CrossFit gym, another for a brand in the CrossFit space that I'm trying to work out a little deal with them. But it's like, hey, they're thinking about making it. So I'm just, instead of just waiting for them to say, make it, I'm just going to make it for them and say, hey, this is what you should make. But yeah, I'll keep on rambling, but there's a lot of things that I'm doing, which has been a challenge, but very good. What about you?
It's been, I mean, I think it was similar to what you talked about for last year. I had some really big projects to finish up at the end of the year. Lots from all, it seems like at the end of the year, every year at the end of the year is the busiest time of year for me. It's like everyone wants to, I mean, it's true. Everyone wants to get projects finished so they can get money out of their books, out of their system for that tax season, feels like. And so it feels like everyone wants to pay, which is good, but everyone wants to get it all done. So then January was still somewhat busy, but then it kind of tapered off. And I'm starting to see these clients come back now, which is good. But yeah, I've been, because of that, reaching out to people I've worked with or wanted to work with. I need to do more of that. And that's something we could talk more about is,
yeah,
I'm not very good at reaching out to people that I want to work with. And I'm also not good at figuring out who I want to work with. It's more like just taking work as it comes and then just doing that. So
that's I feel you in that. I've been trying to figure out how to not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a little bit more intentional with like the work that I take, but then also being very intentional with the work that I go after. And that's something I just need to sit down and like work through my brain with, figure out who I want to work with for real. And that includes you working more on projects with you.
Yes, sir.
So,
same,
but, same. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what are we going to talk about in this podcast now? So our first episode back in a long time, you know, what are things that we should be, actually, wait, we're back, everyone. Yeah, that was nice.
That was awesome.
All right. It's still going.
That's forever.
But yeah, what do you want to talk about? What are things that you think could be good to talk about?
You asking our audience, you asking me?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Asking you, I guess.
Man, I'm all about, I mean, right now I'm all in fascinated in the YouTube world, so I could talk more about that and whatnot, but also, which probably should talk more so about like just business in general, just like techniques, but like business practices. I want to hear more about like what you're going through in your kind of, what did you call it?
The entrepreneur organization.
Yeah, entrepreneur organization.
It's called EOA. If I ever say EO nice. Or EOA, it's probably what it is.
Nice. And I don't know. I just want to have fun too about certain things. Like, I know that you don't watch a lot of things. I want to do fun stuff. Like, talk about why don't you watch things? Does it influence your filmmaking? Influence your stuff? Like, who influences you in general? Or I don't know. Talk about trends. I could talk. I could throw.
Yeah, no, I just was asking the question because I know that we're just going to talk about all the things that we like. So that's the fun part. Yeah,
for sure.
Talk about everything. Maybe we'll have some hosts. We've tried the hosting and it's fun. I do enjoy it, but sometimes it like you have to like plan so much more. And
it's a lot of work.
It's more difficult, but I've kind of like this new little, we're using this little system called Riverside. It's kind of nice.
It's a little bit more fluid. I like this a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to make this seamless. The editing process for this sometimes is difficult. And then we don't ever want to edit it. So this is hopefully a way that it can just be all recorded and be done. But if you're probably listening to this, we probably have many more podcasts coming because we've recorded a bunch. So I hope that you keep on watching or keep on listening and watching. Should we make probably should do something on YouTube wise. Maybe at some point we'll go live and do some fun stuff.
That'd be fun. But I'm all for the YouTube. We're already on there. Let's do it.
The Filmmaking Bros YouTube. All right, but right now we have T-minus
15
seconds. So everyone, thank you. Like and subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channels. And thank you, Will, for joining me today.
Of course. Welcome back.
Three, two, one. Oh, God, that's loud. Goodbye.